Welcome to the table I built, where resilience is strategy, purpose is power, and legacy is built one decision at a time. So pull up a chair, your seat at the table is waiting. I'm your host, Andrea Walton, and each week in 10 minutes or less, we share stories of leadership, resilience, and the power of building forward. Today, I'm joined by Hope Gibbs, journalist, PR leader, publisher, and a proud board member of the Concrete Rose Scholarship Foundation. Hope has dedicated her career to amplifying the voices of women and helping leaders share their stories with the world. We want to welcome Hope to the table. So, Hope, welcome to the
Thank
table I
you.
built.
So much fun to be here.
I
I'm so
know.
blown away by you.
Oh my gosh, same. Like I fangirl over you all the time. So we've got a few questions for you, and I know my audience will would love to hear your voice. So your career has been all about shining a light on women's stories. What first sparked that passion for amplification, and why has it remained so important to you?
I grew up knowing that I was a writer and a journalist, and just who, I'd gravitate to fabulous stories and fabulous people, and of course, that's women. And one of my first jobs was at New Miami Magazine. I was the assistant editor, then the associate editor, and they were writing about dudes all the time. And I was like, wait, there's women doing amazing things down here in South Florida.
That's right.
So I started to bring that to the editorial table. And they let me write about all these women. One woman owned a racetrack, other women, I mean, they were doing just amazing things. So that was really my first opportunity to do that. And that was in the early 90s. And since then, that's been my life.
I love it. I love it. Well, we're in a moment, as you know, where women's voices, and especially women of color, their voices are critical in shaping culture, business, and policy. From your perspective, Hope, what does it take right now for women to break through and be heard in this economy, but as well as this political climate?
Yeah, it's a catastrophe, right? And it's an opportunity. That's what I keep looking for. You and I talk about this all the time since I had the privilege of joining your amazing board for this project you're working on to get brown and black girls to college, but not just that, to help them have tampons and bras and
That's right.
support and all the things that women need. We need to come together. So I feel like this is an opportunity for women to just create the community.
That's right.
After the election, I started the Empowered Together Network, bringing women from around the world. So it's about really change, being a change maker by promoting yourself and sharing that wisdom with each other. So I think that if we keep doing that, we keep coming together as you and I have, and your groups and my groups of women from all walks of life, that we will just do it despite them.
That's right. Amen. And where can folks find your all of the incredible work that you're doing?
So Incandescent is my brand.
Okay.
I came up with that. I had just interviewed the amazing Helen Fisher, who did she put people into MRIs to see what their brains did when they were talking about being in love. And I was fascinated by her. She has since passed, but I was on the train. She gave me she's like, Hope, I don't have any time to talk to you. And I pestered her again and again and again, month after month. I met her at the World Future Society. She was the keynote speaker, and I was like, just totally fell in love with her. So she gave me that. She actually gave me 2 hours up, but she lived right across from the Frick Museum in New York City. On the way back, I was looking at the Amtrak magazine, and Annie Prolix said, the woman who wrote Eat, Pray, Love, Elizabeth Gilbert, her writing was incandescent. And that word jumped off the page at me, and I immediately thought, incandescent public relations. That is my
I
company.
love it.
And I had been working for a bunch of companies at the time doing PR for them, and I just launched Incandescent in 2008. So you can find everything about what we do, women, wellness, kids. We publish books, we publish magazines around all things that I feel are really important, shining a light, right, and being
That's right.
incandescent. So incandescent with a K dot US.
That's awesome. So for our closer, for women listening to you right now who feel like they have a story to tell, but aren't sure where to start, what's one piece of advice you'd give them today?
Well, dig deep and bring it out into the surface, right? Just start doing it. Start writing, start connecting, start bringing your brilliance up, because we don't have time to wait or wring our hands or lament or cry. We have got to fight. We have to come together and fight. So come to incandescent.us, come to the Concrete Rose Scholarship Foundation, and we will work with you.
Awesome. Well, Hope, thank you for sharing your journey and wisdom with us today. And to our listeners, stay tuned for episode 3, where we will continue bringing powerful voices to the table I built. Remember, resilience is strategy, purpose is power, and legacy is built one decision at a time. Until next time, thank you for listening.